As we gather today, I welcome you all and invite you to worship with us as we celebrate and remember the Transfiguration of our Lord with Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Thank you for joining us. I'm Pastor Rita Chirala. Right now, I'm serving my first call here at Faith. I'm from Delhi, India. It is a great blessing to be with you today. Let us begin. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose voice is upon the waters, whose mercy is poured out upon all people, whose goodness cascades over all creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the abundant grace of God. Most merciful God, you search us and know us. You are acquainted with all our ways. We confess that our hearts are burdened by sin, our own sins and the broken systems that bind us. We turn inward, failing to follow your outward way of love. We distrust those who are not like us. We exploit the earth and its resources and fail to consider generations to come. Forgive us, gracious God, for all we have done and left undone. Even before the words are on our tongues, you know them. Receive them in your divine mercy. Amen. Now receive the forgiveness. How vast is God's grace! Through the power and promise of Christ Jesus, our sins are washed away, and we are claimed as God's own beloved. Indeed, we are forgiven in the wake of God's forgiveness. We are called to be the beloved community, living out Christ's justice and the Spirit's reconciling peace. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of the day. Almighty God, the magnificent light of your truth shines from the mountain top into our hearts. Transfigure us by your beloved Son and illuminate the world with your image. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The readings for today are taken from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, Psalm chapter 50, verses 1 to 6, and 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 to 6. Today's gospel lesson is from Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 9. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 9th chapter. Glory to you, O God. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who was talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for the Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, This is my Son, the Beloved, listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen, until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we are celebrating the Transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. What does Transfiguration mean? How did it affect Jesus' ministry, and how does it affect our lives today? We know that historically Jesus was teaching in the synagogues, healing the sick, and comforting those hurting. Jesus brought positive change in the lives of people wherever he went and whomever he encounters. Now on Transfiguration Day, Jesus began his journey to Jerusalem towards crucifixion and resurrection. Jesus died on the cross and rose again on the third day to save you and me and to save the whole humanity. From this day, Jesus began a new journey in his public ministry for the purpose of coming down to earth. The Transfiguration reaffirms Jesus' identity, reveals his glory, and establishes his disciples as witnesses to the world. It also established that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, for all generations. Today's gospel text tells us that Jesus took his close disciples, Peter, James, and John, to a high mountain where he was transfigured before them. I'm sure many of you have experienced hiking. Many people like hiking, and I know some of my seminary friends from Chicago are passionate about hiking. I personally have never gone hiking. I never had an opportunity. But when I hear the experiences from my friends, it sounds like hiking is a fun adventure. But the mountain Jesus and his disciples climbed wasn't much of a climb. They did not need any special gear or equipment to go up to this mountain. It was a smaller mountain with space to walk side by side. However, something happened while they were on that mountain. Jesus transfigured himself before his disciples, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. Perhaps the clothes Jesus wore shined with dazzling brilliance, just as Moses' face glowed when he came down off the mountain after speaking with God. The cloud that covered the mountain where Moses met God is similar to the cloud that overshadowed the transfiguration scene. Interestingly, both scenes happened on top of a mountain. Both Moses and Elijah encountered God on a mountain. Mark takes a great care to write down this account so that the connections between Jesus, Moses, and Elijah are clear. It also connects prophecies made in the Old Testament represented by Moses and Elijah regarding the fulfillment of Jesus as the Son of God. The dazzling brightness, that bright light that came from God, which made Jesus' clothes dazzling white, that same light is present with us today to guide our lives. One of the greatest blessings of being a Christian is that we are all transformed by the grace of God. The good news for today is we are transformed as one body in Christ through Jesus' death and resurrection. The glory of God and his everlasting love is revealed to us through Jesus Christ and through his grace. No doubt the disciples were terrified and confused. They wanted to preserve that glorious moment, so they offered to build three tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But the voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Listening to the word and teachings of Jesus is important for us. Sometimes we confuse ourselves and try to hold on to our mountaintop experiences without understanding. But just as we see in today's story, we must listen to God's word for his instructions. The transfiguration of our God reminds us of what lies ahead. It is a sneak preview of Easter and the glory of the resurrection that lies beyond the suffering and death of Good Friday. The season of Lent lies ahead of us. This Ash Wednesday, we will be marked with ashes and reminded that we are dust and to dust we shall return. The transfiguration of Jesus can help us with our own personal transformation. Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, using a word that was used to describe the transfiguration of Jesus. He writes, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed or transfigured by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God." Today we cannot see Jesus like Peter and James and John did that day on the mountaintop. But the Word lives amongst us. We can listen to Him. We can hear Him speaking to us through Scripture saying, "I forgive you, you are my beloved child." And also at the communion table, where we encounter our Lord and hear Him saying, "This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you." When He says it is finished, there is nothing that we need to build, do, or say. We only have to listen, because this is how our faith is created. A new everlasting life is given to us. Listening is the key. Sometimes when we are feeling low, we may receive a phone call or a visit from a friend. The first thing they usually ask is, "How are you doing?" But do they really listen to our response? Do they really hear or understand how we are feeling? But friends, we do indeed have a friend in Jesus. Wherever we find ourselves, whether we are in dark valley or on the mountain top, Jesus listened to our cries. He is waiting to hear from us, to transform our lives, to give us hope and peace. Let us listen to Him and transform ourselves so that the world will be transformed through us. As the transformation of Jesus on the mountain top brought salvation to humanity, let us humble ourselves to listen and prepare our hearts to receive Christ. The bright light of transfiguration affirms life, a light that shines ahead into Lent to keep us united in Christ. Amen. I invite you to say the Lord's Prayer as Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please receive benediction. God the Creator strengthen you, Jesus the Beloved fill you, and the Holy Spirit the Comforter keep you in peace. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to help support our ministry and our ability to bring you this radio broadcast, you can mail contributions to Faith Lutheran Church at 1600 Park Street in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 49783. We are grateful for the community's continued generous support, especially during these trying times. Again, my name is Pastor Rita Chirala. Thank you for tuning in today. Go in peace. Be the light of Christ. Thanks be to God.